Well, as we finish out this week's show, we are going to go into our inbox, and we have Counselor Christina Browning here to answer our question. Hey, Christina.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. We have a relationship question for you. It's our top category, for sure, here at The Boundless Show.
Yes.
This from a 19-year-old, so we love it when we hear from our younger peeps. She is saying, I'm 19 and have never dated. I'm constantly struggling with my strong desire to date someone. I try to put my trust in God and ask Him to fulfill my desires, but then I continue to think about it. I can't help myself. I'm tired of being single. I have great girlfriends, but it just isn't cutting it. What can I do to decrease these desires until I meet the one? I can't live like everything is okay.
Yes, and it is hard being single. It sounds like she has bought into the fairy tale that marriage equals successful living, and whereas it is good to desire to be married, when it becomes an obsession, it can interfere with our ability to live life. And so one of the things that I would encourage her in is to realize that God has created her for a purpose outside of being married. And whether she's married or not, marriage is not the end all to being happy. So if she's basing her happiness in life on being married, that's not going to change when she gets married. So to be able to find her purpose in who God's created her to be, to look at the spiritual giftings that God's given her and start living in those right now in her local church, getting connected. I'd encourage her to read some of the Boundless articles on things that she can do to place herself in a position to get married if that's something that's important to her. But with the obsessive thoughts, to really control those obsessive thoughts. If I tell somebody, you know, don't think about white rabbits, don't think about white rabbits, don't think about white rabbits, what are they going to be thinking about? Well, you'll be thinking about white rabbits. Versus if you don't want to think about white rabbits, then you need to start thinking about purple dinosaurs. Have you ever seen a purple dinosaur? I've never seen a purple dinosaur, but I wonder what it would be like. Okay, well then I'm going to be thinking about purple dinosaurs instead of white rabbits. So if you are so focused on the idea of being married when you're not married that it's impacting your happiness, then I'd encourage you to focus on who God's created you to be and find value in that, because regardless of whether you're married or not married, those spiritual giftings will be the same, and hopefully your purpose and the ministry that God has for you will be the same whether you're married or not married. So that would be my encouragement for you.
Yeah, that's good. I would also say, in addressing this listener, you know, we talk a lot at Boundless about the desire for marriage and how that is a good thing. But I know she starts off by saying, I'm 19 and have never dated. So I'm kind of saying, what is your motivation for dating?
Right.
If it is to get married, then yeah, pray to that end, whatever. But if you're just saying you want to be dating because you want a boyfriend, or you want to be like your friends, or you don't want to feel like, you know, you're left out, or you're watching all these rom-coms and think that this is necessary, that might be a little motive. Issue there. And so look at the purpose behind that. Like you said, look at what, you know, you need to become marriage material in the future. And as you mature and as you get kind of the other things in your life moving, I think that's a great area to focus on as well, and focus on building relationships in other areas of your life. Solid friendships, solid relationship with your family, all that kind of stuff. So, well, Christina, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Good thoughts there. So, okay, folks, that is it for this week's show. We do want you to hop over to the Boundless blog and comment on it. Let us know what you think about the segments that we have discussed here. And if you want to submit a question for the future, write to us at editor@boundless.org. In the meantime, hop over to iTunes as well, boundless.org/iTunes, and do leave us a review. What has really resonated with you? What do you love about the show? That is going to help us spread the word. In the meantime, we will see you around next week. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.